Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I talked to Sam Rubin, who is the entertainment reporter at KTLA in Los Angeles. He follows the entertainment scene pretty closely. He's been on with us before, and we had a conversation yesterday afternoon about John Mulaney.
I mean, I think John Mulaney strikes me generally as this very confident, very funny comic, some really good stints on SNL, never really been able to make it work as a sitcom actor, and then in a disturbing way, prior to his stint in recent rehab, an upsetting turn on Seth Meyers' show, where rarely, I think comics are generally very controlled people. The last appearance there prior to going to rehab, you could tell he was really out of it.
I miss that, and it's interesting because I agree with the first two things you said. It's amazing how funny he is. It's amazing how bad his sitcom was. I guess that doesn't translate. But I miss the Seth Meyers thing. What happened?
A bit that did not go well. He was acting as, quote-unquote, the royal reporter. But when you see it, he's wearing sunglasses and a trench coat, and he's just not the same. It just doesn't work. And, you know, lots of comics try lots of things that don't work, but it didn't work because he was very much out of it. He wasn't himself. You know, I think there's this distinction between people who are functioning addicts and sometimes when the addiction takes over. So there may have been times in the past where he was on stage hilarious and was under the influence and all of us as fans were unaware. If you watch this, you're clearly aware.
Most recently, we now know, is divorcing his wife. He had 60 days in rehab. He came out. He appeared at a club in New York, did 90 minutes, which has been described as very funny, very raw, very cathartic for him. And his wife has also talked about their breakup. And how has she reacted to all of this?
This is interesting. It's a rare, rare thing. Her name is Anne Marie Tendler. They've been married for several years. And she talks about the heartbreak of this and how this was sort of a one-way decision, that she essentially received the news that he wanted to divorce her.
Part of his shtick is that he's just very tall, very thin, very clean cut, looks like a nice boy. He talks about how unmasculine he is, how unintimidating he is, and he embraces that. He is so endearing that way. And you're absolutely right. There's a certain confidence. His energy is like, I know this is going to work. You know, very sort of common everyday observations that kill. I mean, his humor is just so good. And it's his persona I'm reacting to. I don't know the man, but he's so likable. You're so rooting for him, especially when you know his background.
I agree with all of those observations. So it is, you know, on one way, encouraging to learn that after this rehab stint, he's performing several nights in New York City and receiving good notices for the initial performance. And there's obviously a large degree of audience affection. People are, you know, even in these sort of transitional times, are happy to come out and see him.
I'm thinking about Pete Davidson for just a minute here, too. I mean, we're familiar with
his love life.
Did he not have a stint in rehab?
I think he has had several stints in rehab. But what's interesting to me is, whereas I would suggest to you, and I don't know if the listeners would agree, I think John Mulaney is consistently funny. I think Pete Davidson is a massive hit and miss, that sometimes on Saturday Night Live he's just terrible, and the bits are terrible. There are other times when he is endearing, etc. But the thing that keeps Pete Davidson in the news is his love life.
Well, but I also root for Pete Davidson, too. There's this sort of youthful demeanor about him. You're right. He's not as funny as John Mulaney, not as consistently funny. And we've watched him be bad more than good, it seems, of late. He's marginal on that show anyway, but you're rooting for him. And you see these guys sort of wearing it on their sleeve. Davidson has referred to it. Mulaney talks at length about it. It's almost an education in how tough drugs or alcohol can be for some people to beat, because they're owning it. You know, they're not hiding it, and yet, doggone it, here's Mulaney back in rehab for 60 days and now out.
Here's a line from Mulaney's shows in New York, you know, and it's a punchline, but it's obviously more serious as well. He talked about the rehab. When I'm alone, I realize I'm with the person who tried to kill me. There's an intensity and a weight and a heft to that.
Sam Rubin is an entertainment reporter in Los Angeles at KTLA-TV. They watch him out there. Sounds like he's kind of their Dean Richards. It's 1017 on WGN. Let's pause here and talk to Katie, who was at that show that Rubin was talking about. So how was it, Katie, after this? Katie, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How did you find out about the show?
Well, I, up here in New York City, I follow a bunch of entertainment and arts-related Twitter accounts, and there's this great publication called Brooklyn Vegan, which I love, even though I'm not vegan, and they had tweeted out when the tickets went on sale, and I was able to snap one up for about $30.
So, how was it a big venue? Was it COVID-spaced? What was it like?
It was. So it was kind of my first return to regular life. It was actually my first outing that I'd done, my first time eating indoors. It's a great venue. I'd never been there before, but it's right on the water here in New York City, and everybody was spaced out, and the servers were wearing masks and everything. I was up in the balcony, and there was nobody near me, which felt nice, and I would say there's probably about 150 people there.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, he'll do 10 times that amount. He'll do 100 times that amount at a normal show, but yeah, that's the world we live in. And so he says, okay, so then take me to the show. What happens?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a comedy expert. I'm not one of those critics, but I am a John Mulaney fan. You know, I've seen his shows before on Netflix, and so I was really excited. And I was also a little bit feel like he's kind of taken us along on his journey for a long time. So when I found out about his divorce, I think that news broke a couple hours before the show. I kind of had nerves for him because, you know, he's an artist that I've kind of grown up with, and I want him to be good and okay. But I got to the venue, and they took our phones, which is actually pretty common, I would say, in New York City comedy. They basically, there's like a pouch you get, kind of like a felt mm-hmm. pouch, and there's a dude who locks the pouch, and then you have your phone with you, but you can't
yeah,
access it.
Yeah, there's
for the
no audio. I know there's no audio of this, so that's why I turned to you here. So, like, what did he say? What did he talk about? Was he funny, or was he just riffing on his life? What did he do?
I would say both. You know, I think the set was definitely focused on what has just happened to him. You know, the set was definitely dominated by his experiences. He talked a lot about his intervention, which apparently was star-studded. I think Nick Kroll was there. Natasha Lyonne was there. And then he moved into his stories about detox and then his stories about actually being in rehab. And he was extremely candid and honest. And
did he talk about, because I knew that Nick Kroll was in on that intervention and that it was an intervention. They said, you've got to go to rehab last December. Did he talk about how he hit bottom? What was it that led to this?
No, not so much, actually. He made a lot of jokes about how he was kind of like flying high going into the intervention. He talked about how that day he had just gotten a haircut. He thought he was going to dinner with his friends, and so he was late to that dinner with friends, and that turned out to be his intervention.
Hmm. And it was the whole set about his relapse and going in and coming out? Was the whole thing about his addiction issues?
I would say so, yeah. But he did a great job, I think, of kind of keeping it light at the same time. You know, it was stand-up, so it wasn't depressing. I think it was emotional, and I read this great piece in Vulture about how the critic said that it was really apparent that John Mulaney was kind of working things out on stage. He was really kind of trying to decide who he was going to be, and not every joke got the reaction that you could tell that he was hoping for, and I think that that's absolutely an accurate take. You know, it was funny, but it was also very, very emotional.
Yeah, I saw Jesse David Fox's piece in Vulture, and the headline did give you pause, didn't it? Who should John Mulaney be now? Because I like that he talks about this, and I don't mind him being funny about it because he's a comedian. That's what he does for a living. And I've found that when he talks about his addictions and makes us laugh, I don't think, oh, good, drugs are fun, I'm going to go take drugs. I think, wow, what a powerful, awful thing drugs are, right? Like, he talks about blacking out and not knowing where his money went. And we laugh at his foibles, but if it were up to me, I would say you do not have to stay away from this topic. We know you're not making light of it. It's your biography, for God's sakes.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that really impressed me was how specific he was in his storytelling and how, I mean, honest and humble he came off during this set. You know, at one point, he did a lot of audience interaction, which I like, you know, as a member of the audience. There were two high school girls there that he talked to at different points, and he was very, very kind to them. But he also talked with, like, an audience member who said that he had taken the same prescription drug that John had abused. And so then they were kind of having, like, this conversation about a certain brand name prescription drug, which, I don't know, I was left feeling very impressed and, like, grateful in a way that John Mulaney is kind of like letting us tag along on this journey of rebirth, or whatever the less cheesy way to put it is.
Yeah. Well, I suppose he needs us. You know, he needs, as a comedian and as a human being, he probably needs whatever community of support he can muster. So the show was funny, right?
Oh, yes. It was hilarious. I laughed out loud several times. A lot of times I also said to myself, oh, no, like, oh, no, I can't believe you did that.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's nice that you bring up the point about the crowd, because that is something that I think, you know, was probably a stress point for him. He made several references throughout the set to the fact that he was really glad that we had showed up. And, you know, he even kind of talked about how he knew that the world was waiting for the reaction to, you know, his reappearance. You know, he was like, oh, I know that when we leave here, the press will ask, does he still have it? Does he still got it? And at that point, somebody in the crowd shouted, yes, John, you've still got it. And that was just a really sweet moment that I think he probably appreciated, and I appreciated as well.
Hmm. Really interesting. Katie, thanks for joining us today. I'm glad you were there. I'm glad you could share that with us, and I'm rooting for him. I know that he's, you know, cultivating material here for another show, so maybe we'll see some of what you saw the first time in a more polished manner down the road. Thanks for checking in with us today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He made a joke about how Netflix owns his soul, so I assume that it'll be taped at some point.
That's Katie, whose last name we're not using here. She asked that we did not, and so I'll just promise you that she was there, and I appreciate her insight.